A reading from the book of Judges. There was a certain man from Zorah of the clan of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren and had borne no children. An angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Though you are barren and have no children, yet you will conceive and bear a son. Now then, be careful to take no wine or strong drink, and to eat nothing unclean. As for the son you will conceive and bear, no razor shall touch his head, for this boy is to be consecrated to God from the womb. It is he who will begin the deliverance of Israel from the power of the Philistines." The woman went and told her husband, "A man of God came to me. He had the appearance of an angel of God, terrible indeed. I did not ask him where he came from, nor did he tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will be with child and will bear a son. So take neither wine nor strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the boy shall be consecrated to God from the womb until the day of his death.' The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The boy grew up, and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord stirred him." In both of our readings today, the angel announces that an unborn son will be dedicated to God in the mother's womb before they are even born. These children, Samson and John, will become leaders to the Israelites. They will stand out and serve God in extraordinary ways. We have all probably met someone like this, one who knew from their birth what they wanted to do and lived their whole lives accomplishing great things. We read about extraordinary people who dedicate their lives to God, and of course, we call them capital S saints. But what about the rest of us? Are we off the hook because we weren't dedicated to God in our mother's womb? Well, I suggest that all of us are called by God before we are born to be great in some way. This idea became clear to me when I watched a TED Talk given by Drew Dudley. I highly recommend it, and you can see it by going to TED.com. That's TED.com, and searching for Drew Dudley. Drew describes an experience where he profoundly changed the life of a young woman, and he didn't even remember it until she told him 4 years later. He said that each one of us has opportunities to make a difference for someone if we're open to it. Drew calls this everyday leadership. I suggest that we are dedicated before we're even born to practice this everyday leadership, to search out, to reach out to another when he or she needs it, to say a kind word, to offer encouragement. The season of Advent is all about being awake and aware. These qualities are needed in order to see opportunities to live out our calling to be everyday leaders, or in our Catholic parlance, to be saints with a lowercase s. There are only a few more days of Advent. May we each wake up and recognize our dedication to God. Merry Christmas.